That's the song Something to Lose being performed by my next guest, as well she should, because along with being the song's singer, she wrote it. She devoted herself to her music as a goal for her life starting out at the age of 8, but as everyone who makes that decision quickly finds out, that devotion will be tested by a whole lot of challenges. The road just became a lot more clear for her, thanks to her winning the recent Amplify Your Ambitions music competition, which I believe she is a great living example of the name of that competition. Originally from East Brunswick, New Jersey, she's gone from playing for change in the New York City subway to an online music download career with the downloads in the hundreds of thousands, saw one for even over 1 million. What's next for her? Well, let's find out by saying hello to Karen Hardy. How are you today, Karen?
Hey, how are you? That was such a good intro. Thank you.
Well, you got good stuff, and you can check out Karen's music, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Music. We've got links on our homepage as well because, you know, for those individual pages, the links are obscenely long, so trying to tell you them, it's just easier to show you where they are. We played a little piece of Something to Lose, but talk about your music. What's your sound? What are you going for?
I would say my sound is like pop R&B or like pop soul. That's kind of always what I've said. It's definitely like I am a pop girl for sure. But I, like you said, I mean, you used the word soulful like when you were listening to my music. So I definitely like soulful, some R&B influence, a lot of like throwback 90s influence. The short answer is like pop R&B.
And I'm glad you say influence because so many times I hear interviews or I see reviews, someone says they sound like somebody. You know, I'm going to go old school here, but because it's limiting, because if someone said, well, that person, he sounds like Frank Sinatra. Okay, I'm going to go download this stuff. I'll go see him. Oh, yeah, sounds just like Sinatra. But then they'll go back and listen to Sinatra. So trying to be presented as sounding like someone, that's just going to limit your longevity. And I was reading some background about you. As you quickly learned, it's very tough to go from being one of many to being one. How do you think you've done that?
Yeah, I think you have to like find multiple things that set you apart. And I mean, it's kind of been the journey of my music career, like figuring out what exactly it is that sets me apart. And I think I'm leaning more into, obviously, like I do think my voice is like, that is Karen. But on top of that, like my story is very unique. And I'm like just starting to lean into that. Also, like everyone's personality is so unique. So I'm trying less to be like what I'm expected to be like and more just like authentically myself. So that's kind of how I'm figuring out exactly what sets Karen Hardy apart. But yeah.
And the way you do things too, I mean, you're telling heart stories about from your life and experience. Do you ever hear back from people saying, I was going to listen to a song that I thought was about you, but oh my God, it's about me.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting that. Yeah, I get a lot of DMs. I mean, I've talked a lot about like depression online and mental health and stuff like that. And I get a lot of people reaching out. Even when I post about, like, I have this one song about being cheated on, and I got a lot of girls reaching out being like, this is exactly what happened to me. Yeah, those are the best, best messages to get.
From Karen Hardy, who is stepping forward through winning the Amplify Your Ambitions competition. You can check out her great music in, well, pretty much every place you should be checking out great music. Spotify, Apple, you can follow her on Instagram. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. You mentioned about, and I referenced it in the introduction too, about you have a path, but then you always find out there's going to be a lot of challenges along the way. And you had a couple of rough spots there. Why did you not give up? What got you back on track?
I just think it's like a moth to a flame. I think a lot of musicians have that feeling where it's like they just cannot stop. But this is like, for me, this has been my dream literally since I was like 7 years old. Like there was nothing else that I ever wanted for my life. I just wanted to be a singer. And every time I would take a step back from music, I wouldn't even take a big step back, but like detach myself a little bit, something would pull me back in. And I can say like now I'm at a very, like I'm just at a great spot with music where it's like, I really think that I'm doing it fully for the love of music and not, I mean, of course I want to have this like big career, but at the end of the day, like it's my love of music that's driving me and not really for anything else. So I think it's just like how much I love it. I wish I didn't sometimes, but.
But it's the difference of doing art for the art before the benefits, as opposed to doing art for the benefits first.
Yeah. I think we all get lost somewhere along the way. Like I think most musicians love it when they're, you know, a kid, they really authentically love it. But then, of course, like, ego stuff gets in the way. But, you just have to figure out how to, like, push past the ego and, like, get back to why you really started doing it in the first place.
You've been doing your music career for quite some time before the Amplify Your Ambitions music contest came along. How much of what you learned on the way to that point in your life helped you succeed the way you did in the competition?
I've been thinking about that a lot, actually, because I don't think if I had had this opportunity like 5-10 years ago, I don't think I would have been able to show up the way I did. Like, obviously I would have like worked really hard to get it, but I think like I went into the contest, I really wanted it. I really wanted to win the $200,000, obviously, that SoFi was offering, but it didn't feel like the end of the world if I didn't get it. Like, I was like, okay, I'm still gonna pursue music. Like, I'm still gonna find a way to make this work. This obviously would make things a lot easier and a lot more possible, but I think, yeah, just like knowing that it wasn't going to be the end of my career if I didn't get it, that was a big part. Then also just like my confidence on stage and like everything from my songwriting has gotten better to my performing on stage to my singing. Like, it's just, yeah, it all kind of lined up together.
You know, it's like with self-publishing books, doing your own thing for music, it ain't cheap, as they say, and I have no doubt $200,000 is going to move you forward quite a few more squares faster than you were probably planning on.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, this is $200,000 is life-changing. but I think you just have to like tell yourself like, okay, I'm going to figure out either way, but now it's like a huge, huge weight off my shoulders, and on top of that, it's just like I can dream bigger now. I can like see the full vision and actually make it happen.
Do you plan on staying, I guess, your own boss, or are you looking for to get signed? What are your plans as far as that's concerned?
Not looking to get signed yet, but I definitely want people on my team. So I think the next step is like for sure management of some sort, just someone to bounce ideas off of and help me push it forward. I'm good at the music part, but like the marketing stuff, that's not my expertise. So that's another thing, like this money is going to allow me to like bring more people on who are actually good at their area, you know?
Well, you're definitely worthy of being found by more people than you already have, which is a spectacular number as a DIY project, I guess we can call it. And, you know, certainly talk about your family, because you have two older brothers with disabilities. How much did that help in the way that your communication skills came about for your music?
Yeah, I'm like obsessed with my family and especially my brothers. Like, we're all just really close. And we were growing up like in these environments, like our community was kind of like my brother's friends and stuff like that. And I realized really quickly that music was a universal language, kind of like even for someone who maybe can't get their words out as easily, it's like a just everyone gravitates towards music and finds some type of relief in it. And then I realized that it just like that that just became something that was more and more aware, like I became more and more aware of as I got older. And so now I work within the like autism community with adults that are super musically inclined. And it just kind of solidified, like, this is, music is a language. It is fully, it's like the one thing that I think we all feel comforted by, which is just this incredible thing. So, yeah, that's my long-winded answer for that.
And very, very telling answer, too. And I think very, very instructive for anyone, for you listening. If you want great music, definitely listen to Karen's stuff. And again, we had the links for her music at Spotify and Apple over at our homepage. And find out more about her story, too, over at her Instagram page. And if you just do a Google search of Karen Harder, because Karen's very open about what she did, the path she took, what she overcame, both with herself and her chosen field. And I think you get some very valuable lessons for whatever it is that you have a passion for or you have a goal for in your life as well. Follow Karen over at Instagram. And again, check out her music because it'll be a good thing that you did and you want to share it as well. Karen, pleasure meeting you. Pleasure learning more about your music and you. And thanks so much for being here today. All the best.
You too. Thank you so much for having me.